What's he got? Oh, he's got the box. He's climbed up and got the box with me. Hey, that's got my engagement ring and my eternity ring and... Oh, dear me. It's mine and it's got other rings in it. Look.
I'm lifting it up.
That one's, that one's called a topaz. You must not touch that. You're not to climb up and get things off shelves. You come out of the cupboard.
What a life.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really must go.
What are you doing? Anything interesting?
I'm knitting. I'm doing a matinee coat for this child in Australia who was due on the 22nd.
He's in that cupboard again, look.
22nd, the day, about a week before we go. And I have a little toy for Geoffrey, he's two.
Uh-huh.
And I'm knitting a little lemon matinee coat.
Oh. What's he got in his hand?
What have you got this day?
He's got the washer instructions.
Oh, no.
They've already got the front torn off.
Little
I love their jumpers.
Little
yes, they're nice, aren't they?
They're not home knit,
no, they're bought ones. We'll have to. Well, look, we'll have a story this afternoon. If we don't get out this morning, it could be pouring down.
Yes.
And we've got to go to buy some.
Little
yes.
When is this sailing back way? Is it next Saturday?
Which sale?
Well, the big sale, you know, with the furniture and everything.
I didn't know there was one.
Every year they have one.
Oh.
For the Lions. You know, the Lions.
Oh. I haven't seen it advertised.
It's usually the beginning of June, and it wasn't on Saturday, so it must be next
Saturday. There was a stall in Backriggs on Saturday, but that was for the, was it Saturday?
And
it was for the CAT scanner, and it was run by the co-op.
Oh,
it was just outside the co-op.
Billy Gump.
Billy Gump. Oh, what's just, oh, half a, listen, we're not having... The three billy goats gruff just now because we're going to go out. Would you like to put your coat on?
I do.
Well, you so can't go out without it.
I should have a look in there.
Yes. I'm looking at I've locked the door again. I've got to keep the door locked, you see.
Of course.
I once went to get the buggy out and I'd accidentally left the key in the door.
It's in the garage.
And Richard locked me out and I had to go and get Doug. I had to run down to school.
She had to burst the door.
I know, to smash the door. He smashed the door open with a spade, the lock for me, because he couldn't get. He tried taking that panel out at the bottom and he couldn't get it out. And I didn't really want him to smash the double glazed glass. In fact, that would have been very difficult. Frosted double glazed glass would have been difficult.
Your flowers are nice, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yeah.
Right, I shall continue with my knitting and I'm painting.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Full of busy. Right. Bye. Are you going to shout bye-bye to Mrs.
Bye.
Say see you another day.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Lock the door again. Are you going to put your coats on?
No, you are not.
No, you are not. Well, you can't come out with me then without coats on. Can you? What, love? You're going to put yours on? What a clever girl. What did you say? You're standing on your own cover, look. What's she trying to reach? What are you doing? Will you boys come back, please, and put your coats on?
I want my coat on. I want my coat on. I want my coat on.
You want your coat on? How about you having a try and see if you can put yours on? Like Richard and James. Do you think you can?
I can.
Stand that up, look. If you break that mirror, I won't be able to see to put my contact lenses in. Who's putting the coats on? Oh, they've gone to the toilet. What are you doing? Looking at your pretty face. We better go and see what your brothers are doing.
He's putting the coats on.
No, they're not putting the coats on, they're going to the toilet. Richard can go to the toilet by himself, actually. Can't he? He's a clever boy, isn't he? Can you get your coat for me? You get your coat and I'll put it on for you. I hope you haven't broken that. Have you? Pick it up carefully. Give it to me, look.
Oh.
Right, we'll put it back right over there. Here's your toilet roll medal if you want. You need the toilet again. You've just been. All right. You don't need the pink potty. The pink potty's right outside the toilet door. You don't need the toilet. I'm here. Wait till I see what they're doing. What are you doing, boys? Pardon?
We're in the shower.
You're in the shower. You're on the moon. Richard's in the shower and you're on. All right, I'll close the door. You want to go to the toilet first. You want the toilet first, Bryony, you said. All right. Go on then, what are you going to... That's the moon, is it? All right, you want me to close the door?
I'm going to get a little blanket.
Oh, where is it? Our rain cover's over there. Where is it? I don't know where it is. Where's Bryony's rain cover, James? Oh, it's down here, look. It's on the kitchen floor, you've put it. Is this your space suit to go to the moon? Is that your space suit, Richard? Is it your space suit? If you're going to the moon, you need a space suit on if you're going in a spaceship. Thank you. You don't play with my aerobics, Matt. It isn't. It's Bryony's space suit. Give her it or she'll be squeaking because she wants her own. Here's yours, James. You have your own. Give that one to Bryony. Here's your space suit, Bryony. You'll need this if you're going to the moon. Look, Richard's got his on. Here's yours.
I have a head on. I want my red head on.
Wait a minute. Look, this is how you do it. Do it as if you were in the buggy, you see. You put your head through there. Put your... There now. Look at Bryony. With that red peaked hood. And the front of the rain cover hanging down. And the back bit all bunched up at the back. You look like a red chicken. You look more like a red chicken, Bryony. Oh, three to be careful not to bump into each other. I'll get me ready. You won't what? Has it come off? Your spacesuit's come off, has it? All righty. Well, stand still or I can't put it on while you're jumping about. Come here, jumping bean. Don't you want it on? Well, come and get it on then. Here it is. There, you're going back into space. You're going where? You're going back to the moon. Oh, have you come back from the moon now?
We haven't.
You haven't? I thought you had. Have you come down to Earth? You landed. You're going back to the moon. Are you still on the moon? You've been to the moon. Are you coming back yet? You're going to Washington now. Right, I'll see you when you come back. You're going to come back from Washington when it's dinner time. Look, it's starting to get brighter outside. Washington's not in the bathroom. Come on, downstairs, please. Bryony, while we're up here, let's you go to the loo. You might as well. Look, when you're upstairs already. You said you needed a wee. So you might as well go now while we're upstairs.
I need a poo.
Do you, Pat?
I need a wee.
All right. Shall we take this space suit off you while you... Yes. You can... Oh, what's he getting in the bathroom? I can hear something. You sit there.
I cheated, thanks.
Let's see what they're doing. Where are they? Where have you
got...
You are not. Will you come downstairs, please? Come down there. You've done a wee on your finger. Oh, don't worry, we'll wash it. Down the stairs, boys, now. Quickly, please. Good boys. What? Look at it. I will wash your hand in 2 seconds when you're ready. Here, I'll just wipe it with a bit of loo roll for now and then we'll wash it in the bathroom when you're ready. There you are. Drop that in the toilet, can you please? Look at them. Right. Down these stairs, this instant. Look, be careful what you're doing with that round you. Carry it downstairs, please. Richard, take your space suit off while you walk downstairs, otherwise you're going to trip over it. Here, I'll drop them down the stairs for you. There we are. You go down those stairs. Oh. You got lots of what?
I got lots of the men.
Lots of the men. Have you? You've got a piece stuck to you. You look as if you're making confetti. Tiny bits of paper. I'll just stand here, look, so I can hear what Richard and James are doing downstairs. Jim. What hurt? Right, just. You're going on the potty instead of the toilet now, are you? Well, you need to. You want the pink one. Make your mind up. Well, you need to. You need to get at the front of it. Look. Sit down. Pull your trousers down further. That's it.
I want to do that.
Well, you sit there, Lun. I'll come back in 2 minutes. I can't hear what Richard and James are doing. What are you doing, boys? What?
Can we have a welcome reception?
Not yet.
I'm coming, Bryony. I think she's shouting now. Don't come downstairs with your trousers round your ankles. Oh! Oh, what a clever girl. Stand still till I wipe your butt. Oh! Come here. Bend you over. Touch your toes. Clever girl. Down you go. That's it. What a clever girl. Right, just hold on a minute. Wait a minute, let me put some water in here now. Empty it. You did, yes. I'll just give this pot move up. Oh, I'm going to fall over your feet. I'll just give it a rinse out and dry it. You did, you're the cleverest girl. You did, you're the cleverest girl in the world, aren't you? Here's your space suit. Come here while I pull your pants up. Pants up first. Pants up first. Let's run some water. Wait a minute, your trousers are not pulled up. Right, both hands in. Put a bit of soap on. Now run them together. Good rinse, get all the soap off. Right, shake, rattle and roll. Hands washed, I mean dried, sorry.
It's in your bathroom.
What?
It's in your bathroom.
Yes, you're in my bathroom. Now then.
I'm in your bedroom.
In my bedroom? This is, I don't sleep. Oh dear, somebody's crying downstairs.
Richard!
Yes.
It's Richard!
Yes, it's Richard. Wait a minute. Let's go down and see what's the matter with Richard. What's the matter, Richard?
Richard, stand there.
What's the matter, Richard? James is in your seat, is he? Oh. Are you in your brother's seat?
I'm not. I'm in my
own. Well, there's plenty of room there. Look, you can get beside him.
Look, Richard, Richard, I want you to put your coat on now anyway. Coat on, please, now.
We are going out now and I want your coats on. Here we are. There's yours, James. We've got to go to buy some milk. You put yours on, please, James, for me. I'm here, Richard. What's the matter? Look. Where are you going? He's going in your seat. Look, you don't. I've told you. You want your coats on. You come with me a second. Just come here a second with me. You just stand beside me. Come here. Oh, poor Richard. Are you feeling niggly?
He's just being naughty. He's just being really naughty to me.
You see?
He's not learning in his court.
Is he not being kind to you today? Oh dear.
What colour's that?
What colour what is? I think your brother and sister are about to fight now. What's the matter, Bryony? Who isn't nice? James is not nice.
What colour is this one and what colour is this one?
You tell me the colours.
What colour is this one?
What colour is it?
Is it pink?
It is pink, you're right. Clever boy. What colour are the others? Come here, please, Bryony. Jump up. You've got your shoe off. Look. Are you two fighting?
Oh,
he what?
He smacked
you, did he? You smacking your sister. Oh, look, I've got... The tissues are used up. I'll have to go upstairs. Let's see if there's one in my shopping bag. You know it's streaming, Bryony. You can't get out, James. It's locked. Richard, I mean. Sorry.
Come on.
Let me in. Here, let's wipe your nose. Look, it doesn't matter now because we're going out for some milk. Here. Turn your face round. Good girl. Come on, let's have this coat on. What, love?
Oh, we're going out the front door.
No, we're going out the back door because you're going in the buggy.
In the front door.
I can't keep three of you out of puddles if you're walking. And your trousers would be soaked before. You'd be freezing cold and wet. No, you're not walking. Not this time. Damp out there. It might rain again. You need some wellies, you three.
You need some of yours.
My wellies are too big for you. Oh, he sucked his biscuit before. That's right. I put it in the bin, didn't I? I said to you, don't eat it because Richard's been sucking it. Lift your foot up, please. Let's have this shoe back on again.
That's in me.
James! I don't want you licking the window, please.
What do you say to Richard?
It's been cleaned with Windoline. We don't want you licking that in case there's any traces on it. Mm-hmm. Apart from the filthy mess you make of the window. Right, there's one coat on. Are we at last beginning to get somewhere, I ask myself.
You've got one coat on.
Richard, put your coat on, please, for me. Where have you put it? Come on. Look, on your toes now. Get up. Come on, stand here and put your... Here you are. Here's your coat. Here's your coat. Put it on, please. Here's yours, James. Stand up, please.
I'm going to put it on myself.
Yes, you put it on yourself then. You two boys are yawning. I'll just get the straps. There are they. Oh... Right, here we are.
I'm going to walk.
You're not going to walk, you're going in the buggy. Stand up.
I'm going to walk.
Look, it's no point, there's no point in arguing, Richard, because...
I don't want to walk.
Well, unfortunately, it's not what you want. What's on the television? Pardon? Look, your sister's trying to tell me something about the television. Well, the television's not switched on, though. You're getting your straps on. Stand up, please. Stand up, please. Come on. No time for arguments. Let's you zipped up. Fasten your hood. Good. James has got his coat on. Look, clever boy. Right, let's sort these out. Let's see. They're all tangled up together. There's yours, Bryony. Which are these? James. This one's Richard's. These are Richard's. Arms in.
I want to go to the front seat.
You're not.
The front is James's seat, Richard. Look, yes you are. Your mummy puts you in the front, but she's a lump taller than I am. And she can tip it up easier. I need James in the front because he's the lightest. You're the heaviest. And it's hard to tip the buggy up when I've got the heaviest one in the front. It's easier with the lightest one. Let's have your ends on.
I'm not the heaviest.
Yes.
You are
heaviest.
I'm not the heaviest.
You are because you're bigger than James, aren't you?
I'm not bigger than you.
Everybody's different sizes. Look at Jim. Jim's very, very tall, isn't he? Jim's a lot taller than your daddy. And your mummy's taller than I am. And you just happen to be taller and heavier than James. And you've got a daddy too, yes. You are the heaviest pet. Bryony, let's have your straps on. Up, please. What are you doing to her?
He's doing to me.
Let's
he's
get out.
Me.
Come on, put
he's
your hands
on. Me.
I know. He's
naughty boy.
Keep still. It's so hot. Who hit you?
I'll just hit it.
No, he's not. Hey! What happened there? I want no more fighting. Or I might have to fight. What shall I do with you?
Put him in the bin.
Put him in the bin, right. Well, there's plenty of room. Don't hit Bryony, James. There's plenty of room. James, stop. Hey, stop it. Now, we're going to have one of those days where you go around beating up your brother and sister. I'm going to get the buggy. Can I get off her? You're hurting her. I'm going to get the buggy.
I'll help you.
Will you? Well, if you run away, I'll tie you up. What? Got what on? What did I say about going on the road? If you're helping me, come back onto the path. Hello. I can hear a car. I think there's one going to come round the corner. No. If it stays dry, after dinner you can have the cars and bikes out. Who's going to have wellies on? Who's going to have wellies on?
Me.
Let me open the gate the other way so I can get the buggy in. Right, come on. Come on, the buggy's ready now. Hello. Jump in the buggy. Come on, James.
Go in the garage.
Get in the buggy. Now close this door. Where have I put the lock? No good, we'll have to get a new garage door. That one nearly kills me lifting that up. Scraping it along the ground. You're in, are you? Oh, very good. Two of you in. Richard, come and get in. Just a minute, where's you? Let me clip you in. How are you stuck? You're not stuck, you're pretending. Was that a joke? Richard, come on, love. You're pretending as well, are you? No, James is in the front. Richard, come and get in, please. Richard. Richard, come on and you jump. Good boy. Get in, please, Richard. In, please, Richard. Where's he gone? Round the corner. Come on and you get.
No, I...
I'm sorry, but I'll just have to lift you in then. One, two, three, up he goes. Sit down, please, Richard. Where's your shoe? You've lost your shoe. Oh, is that it? There it is. Put your feet down. Let's have your shoe back on. You put your foot rest up and stop clanging it, please.
That's how it goes.
Do you want it just like that? We'll have to put it up if you're going to carry the milk back for me. Right, let's clip you in. Who did I fasten in? James.
I know how to fasten my foot.
Listen, listen. What can you hear?
I hear birds singing.
Yes, I can hear the birds singing. I can't see them. Can you see any? Oh, I can see one on Marilyn's roof. You can't see, the garage is in the way. Turn round.
I see one bird.
You can see one bird.
I see one bird.
Oh.
I see one bird singing.
Yeah, will you turn round straight, please, so I can clip you in at this side?
Good. I see a bird singing.
Yes. Now, shall we put the rain covers on or not?
No.
We'll have to take them, though.
No.
Yes, we'll have to take them.
No.
Oh, look at the sky. It's grey. The sun came out for a minute, but it's all grey again. Oh, this side's ever so stiff.
Oh, my knees.
What's wrong with your knees? Richard needs his nose wiped. I'll have to go upstairs and get some more tissues. Who needs a nose wipe, Richard?
I do. I'm the light.
Let me see you, James. Look up, James. Look up, James. You're okay. I'm going to put a bit of cream on you, though. to put this tissue in the bin, right?
No.
Are we ready? Let's have...
I'll put them on mine.
Dab. Yes, I'll put some on yours, Dab. You don't. Oh, look, I've got cream on James's coat. I'll have to wipe that off quickly. All right, you don't need. You don't need your hood up because it's ever so warm, even though it's dull. You're all right. You can leave it down. Yes, I'm going to put some on your face when I've got this rubbed into Richard's. Richard's face is looking a lot better, isn't it? Right. Dab. 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 Rub-a-dub-dub. Three men in a tub. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. That's okay. How are you turning round when I've got you strapped in? Well, you've fastened it both sides.
I'm looking at that.
You have to adjust your strap.
I'm looking at that too.
Just a minute, that bit isn't rubbed in. Wait till I get something to wipe that bit off your coat. Who's going to carry my bag?
I am.
Here.
I am.
Just keep still.
I'm going home.
Well, wait a minute, I've got to get my purse. Better make sure I've got some money with me, hadn't I? Oh, there's plenty there. Here you are. Oh, don't take your shoes off, Bryony. Fasten them up, look. Here you are, if you're carrying my bag for me.
I am.
Well, Bryony said first, I think. Here you are. You're going to carry the milk back, James. Right, let's get these rain covers behind you.
I want to carry the milk.
Well, it's easier to carry it on the front footrest. What's happened here? Oh, that's right, you don't want it on. I'm just going to put it behind you.
Put it behind me. I want to carry the milk back.
You can't carry... Oh, where's the thing that goes on the back? Oh, there we are. You can't carry the milk back because we can't put your footrest up high like we can with the front one. So there's nothing to balance it on. And if you drop it, the big plastic bottle will burst open, won't it? Put this rain hood behind you. Here you are, James. Put that behind you. Ah.
What's that sort of?
It's my wire you've got caught in, nearly. Now then. I just put my lipstick on. Right. I'll go to the loo and put my coat on now, right? And go and get ready.